share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. There have been many reports of late that have opened our eyes to the many incompetencies of our country's administration. From cases of corruption among high-profile individuals to the unnecessary expenditure of taxpayer ringgits, it's only fair to be unhappy with the direction our country is going in. So what do you do when things are too far beyond repair? You cut off the problem at the root and you wipe the slate clean. Based on a report by Astro Awani, Tan Sri Nazir Tun Razak, chairman of ICLA's capital and brother to former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak, is suggesting that the government form the Better Malaysia Assembly. A reform of the country's administration, and he's not alone. 54 political, academic, economic, health and legal authoritative figures are backing up this suggestion, including Muar MP, Syed Siddiq Syed Abdul Rahman. Malaysia needs a wake-up call. With a progressive overhaul of the national system, especially on policy formulation, institutional reform and nationhood. Unfortunately, this has been ignored so much that it has to some extent delayed the development of the country, which has caused political, economic and social instability, especially in these several years. The government today had failed to listen to the people's grievances for the sake of national development. I am also disappointed when the Dewan Rakyat fails to debate important and progressive issues and only prioritizes materialistic issues that do not bring any benefit to the country. Syed Siddiq shared in a Facebook post. In a letter to the Yang di Pertuan Agong, Al-Sultan Abdullah Riayatuddin Al-Mustafa Billah Shah, Nazir shared that the Better Malaysia Assembly is only the first step towards rebuilding Malaysia. The proposal discusses how Malaysia's democracy, institutions and economy should function. It includes issues related to the electoral system, political financing, federal-state relations, the role of institutions, affirmative action and education, Nazir wrote in the letter. Syed Siddiq went on to share that the Better Malaysia Assembly may be able to reinstill the necessary qualities and values needed for the development of Malaysia's administration. Throughout my tenure as a minister, I have strove to give people as young as 18 the right to vote, raise the minimum wage and quality of life for the people, provide over 350,000 new job opportunities and most importantly, bring back the long-neglected national integrity. I believe that this group that supports the Better Malaysia Assembly consists of experienced members and non-partisans who can introduce comprehensive and fair policies for all Malaysians, he added. Those who are supporting the Better Malaysia Assembly includes Professor Dato Dr. Adiba Kamarulzaman, Tan Sri Azman Mokhtar, Tan Sri Dr. Jamila Mahmood, Noor Kira Yusri, Dr. Kaur Swi Keng, Vinesh Sinha, Nadir Ashafiq and many more. I believe with the spirit, ideas and experience of the members of the Assembly, we can solve the root cause that has long plagued this country. What aspect of our country's administration would you like to see reformed? Do share in the comment section. Also read, Gov may implement Bumiputera quota for businesses in malls and tourist hotspots. Source. SCMP Source. Berita Harian Source. Haraka Daily. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.